what a way to open up the Ivy League season. It was an extra round fight. I think both teams were punch drunk at the end, and I thought Dartmouth just had great opportunities, made use of good opportunities and were very effective down the stretch. So all credit to both teams, really, but to Dartmouth especially for making plays. And certainly Leon showed tonight why he's just, from day one, was always regarded as one of the best players in the Ivy League.
Talk about what they did on the perimeter. One of 11 is going to jump off the page as far as three-point shooting is
concerned. You know, I think we really struggled finding rhythm behind the three-point line all night long. I think we saw that we could maybe go inside much early. Certainly Bryant had a lot of touches in the low post. And sometimes, especially early in the game, when there were so many fouls being called, it knocks the rhythm out of shooters a little bit. And I think none of our shooters, especially Jimmy, found a real flow rhythm tonight. And I thought Dartmouth did an excellent job identifying him, knowing where he was, and footprinting him nicely during the course of the game. So we had to make a couple more threes. It's our poorest three-point shooting night of the season, for sure.
I think it
might have been a factor in that there wasn't as much movement at times because the play got shorted with going inside. But I don't know. It was effective for us. I thought actually in the first half it gave us a lot of stoppages in play when we got to the free throw line, and it allowed us to get our wheels a little bit defensively, get a little bit of rest from time to time, and we got to the free throw line in the second half as well. But that can happen. You know, it wasn't as free flowing ball movement as we might have seen with some of the 3-point shooters. The thing, you know, especially with Jimmy and Drew, they're extra pass 3-point shooters. They're not. They might get occasional. I thought occasionally coming off the screens, which is where Jimmy's effective. I thought they had guys there, bigger players. Patman's bigger. Ball is bigger. Just bigger guys for him to find a shot. So then it becomes a question of finding him in conversion or finding him off extra pass. And that just didn't happen tonight. But at the end of the day, we had a very fine rebounding game. We rebounded the ball as well defensively as we've done all season. Offensive rebounding was high. Got to the free throw line significantly. But, you know, we just couldn't get the necessary stops down the stretch. And certainly the second half and overtime turnovers really hurt us. Our turnovers were fairly much in check in the first half. The turnovers in the second half really disjointed us. It led to two things. It led to conversion baskets and Dartmouth feeling good about themselves. And I think that was important, that in the second half they felt, in the first half they didn't feel as good about themselves. Second half they did because of easy baskets in conversion and Patman, who they were looking for in the first half, like, okay, take over, weigh a 23, and let's, you know, and he did in the second half, and they got those conversions. So I just think they felt better about themselves in the second half.
Considering Cusworth leaves, do you find that this Friday's game, this is a must-win when Dartmouth comes down there for your situation?
We've got a young team, and with so many freshmen and sophomores, and what we've been trying to impress upon them is every game's a must-win. Every half is a must-win. That's kind of what we talked about at halftime. I think our guys felt very good about themselves at halftime. We talked about more the importance of every half has to be a winning half. So every game is in our league. I've been trying to explain to the freshmen why we have no tournament at the end of the year during the pregame meal today. And they're like, huh? What? Well, I think they finally understood. Not the guys I was talking to. At the end of the day, every game is important. Every half is important, regardless of who you're playing or what your circumstances are. But he'll be back for two more games after that, after exams as well. But yeah, we've got to get a split. It's an important thing to get a split with them.
We've seen a lot of competitive games between these two teams that were really ugly. This wasn't necessarily one of them.
Well, you know, I think Dartmouth, I was very impressed with their win. You know, now that they've won 6 out of 7, it is. We had that 6 out of 7 winning streak. I was impressed with their win against Army. I thought they were very effective against Army. Thought we really had a good grip on them in the first half. But I think we all understand that in our league, that anything can happen, especially when you get involved with the back-to-back and the 48-hour period and going on the road. And we're inches away from getting a road victory tonight. You know, just a couple possessions here or there. We've got a road victory, you know, for us, and that's real important.